This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1659. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. In this edition, recorded March 7th, Alaska, Algeria, Argentina, Bangladesh, Canada, China, Eritrea, France, Germany, Guam, Guatemala, Guiana French, Korea North, Madagascar, Mongolia, Netherlands, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Sarawak, Solomon Islands, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. It appears the ionospheric warming transmitter in Alaska called HARP, H-A-A-R-P, has been active again. Dave Hughes says he got a notice in the chat section of the Twente receiver in the Netherlands that it was active on 9305 and 8605 kilohertz. This was UT March 6th around 0300 UT, and apparently he did hear it. He says each frequency is 50 kilohertz wide, but he doesn't describe what it sounded like. There had been another mention of HARP in the ARRL propagation forecast bulletin, saying the 3.6 megawatt signal had been on 69 meters. Well, converting that would be roughly 4285 to 4348 kilohertz, but no specific frequency given. And that report said, note, they are only able to produce the effect for 45 seconds, that is, producing an artificial ionosphere. Following night, I heard something which may or may not be related, but it's otherwise unexplained. A carrier with lots of sweep tones of varying pitches around 3250, March 7th at 0630, and it was gone by 0648. Last week I mentioned that Algeria's relay via France, consisting mostly of Quran, had expanded an hour on 7295 until just before 0700 UT. And since then it's been quite reliable and usually with good reception. However, something strange, March 7th when I checked around 0620, I was hearing two different programs mixing on the same frequency, two different audio feeds, both apparently with Quran, although one or the other interrupting for announcements. The Argentine Army lower sideband feeder relaying broadcast stations, presumably to Antarctica, has been showing up again, especially on weekends, with sports coverage. UT Sunday, March 3rd at 0105, I was hearing a ball game in rapid Spanish on approximately 13363.56 lower sideband. The next evening, that frequency was missing, so I checked another one where they've been previously, and there it was with a very good signal, 15820.36 LSB, March 4th at midnight 41, again with a silly pelota game, but it was off before 0100. In a seasonal improvement to be expected, the external service Bangladesh Betar has been showing up again, deep into North America, at least as far as Oklahoma, in our mornings on 15505. The 14 UT broadcast in Urdu and the 1515 in Hindi. And always with a big hum, which they obviously have not fixed since we were last hearing them in the fall. But not there every day. I was hearing them on March 3rd, 5th, and 6th, but missing on March 4th. It's been a long transition, but finally complete as CBF 540 is off the air in Windsor, Ontario, says Andy Reid. Elsewhere in Ontario, as of March 1st, he could no longer hear it, nor could Jerry Coatsworth, who was only 40 miles away from the site. That's the CBC French network, which has been moved to 1550 kilohertz, where the English network was previously. So that opens up 540 for other stations in that part of the world. In the ODXA group, Bill Leal in Windsor confirms that 540 is silent, or rather CBEF has moved to 1550. On the bright side, he says, WDAK from Columbus, Georgia was booming in on 540, supposedly only 38 watts at night, but he doesn't need to listen to any more American right-wingers. He says, my buddies at CBC Windsor have confirmed that 540 has gone silent and the for sale sign is going up on the property. The 50 to 60 acre site just north of Amherstburg along the Detroit River is slowly being surrounded by subdivisions. It would be a great site for a 50 kilowatt sender on, say, 6005, transmitting CBC Radio 1 to all of North America, but perhaps not. More Canadian medium wave news about a station changing frequency. CJWI in Montreal, which for some reason calls itself CPAM, has been on 1610 but dissatisfied with that X-band frequency. So they've been moving to 1410 kilohertz. And finally being heard there, says Paul S. in Connecticut, the evening of March 5th on a tip from Alan Willey in Newfoundland. However, there's interference from WPOP closer to him in Connecticut. Gilles Letourneau in Montreal says he's also hearing it, but there is interference even there on 1410, and it's unclear whether CJWI will be staying for a while longer on 1610, perhaps running both frequencies during another transition period of several weeks. More to last week's news about China adding a new type of jamming, mainly against English broadcasts from BBC, VOA, and even Radio Australia. Ola Alm in Sweden writes on March 4th, the buzzer is a new type of jamming introduced by the Chinese a few months ago and now becoming more widespread. It's double sideband with no carrier, and the audio is of the square wave type with maximum audio strength, about plus and minus 2.5 kHz from the suppressed carrier. Just as the buzzer starts, it has a second or two of only carrier. I have no idea whether the buzzers are refitted voice and music jammers or are a new generation specifically made for the purpose. Anyhow, they are probably the result of the new harder-line government taking office. Apparently, the Chinese transmitters are tunable only in 5 kHz steps, so the Voice of Tibet makes use of this by using offset channels. Kai Ludwig in Germany replies, this I think clearly indicates the jamming is being done with broadcasting gear. The behavior of the new jamming signal to start with 1 or 2 seconds of open carrier is typical for the switch-on sequence of state-of-the-art broadcasting transmitters. But still, I would guess they have indeed developed a new special noise modulator being used with standard broadcasting transmitters, not necessarily domestic-made ones. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany has been monitoring for this, and for example, on March 5th from 1100 to 1205 UT, checked the frequencies of the Voice of America's Mandarin service. Only a single frequency had Firedrake jamming, 15670, but in addition, the buzzer and CNR1 program jamming, that is, three different kinds at the same time. Other frequencies only had the buzzer, scratchy, noisy audio, and CNR1 programming as jamming, 6045, 9530, 9825, 11635, 11720, 12045, 13650, and 15110. Also, heavy Firedrake jamming has been extended as of March 4th, probably something to do with the 12th National People's Congress meeting in Beijing to finalize their new leadership. Steve Handler in Illinois, Dave Hughes in Missouri, and I have also been hearing lots of Firedrake again, although it's partially due to improved equinoxial conditions, I think, on many of the old familiar out-of-band frequencies between 11 and 18 megahertz. All the details, of course, in the new DX Listening Digest, number 13-10 via worldofradio.com. New clandestine services sometimes start up with no one noticing until going through a revised MBR schedule, for example, with a fine-tooth comb. Ivo Ivanov spotted something. It's scheduled at 17:30 to 18 UT on 11810 via Vertachtel, on Tuesdays and Fridays since January 29th, and he did hear it on March 5th with good reception in Bulgaria. But what is it? It's Radio EYSC, the Eritrean Youth Solidarity for Change, says David Koenig, who found their YouTube site and also their own website, which has a lot of English. If you want to read more about it, it's EYSC.net, and it mentions this broadcast on 11810. Besides that Algerian relay double feed mix-up I mentioned earlier, there have been other problems from the Issoudun transmitter site in France, which I mentioned on previous programs, such as running two frequencies at once close together, but one of them offset, such as 12001 along with 11995. What could be the cause of this? There have been other instances. Wolfgang Buschel says there's been animated discussion in the German language ADX newsgroup about this odd frequency hopping of TDF. Possibly it results from a silent protest of the engineering staff at Issoudun against plans to establish a new control center at Werktaktel in Germany. So Issoudun would be operated by remote control and no personnel would be needed there. Mike Barraclough in England reports that Radio 6150, despite the original frequency, is again testing on 6070. Heard February 27th at 2208 by Captain Kidd on the Gary Stevens Pirate Free Radio board. And Mike heard it March 1st at 0845, opening transmission of Radio North Sea International, poor to fair strength on a clear channel, via the Twente online receiver in the Netherlands. Ivo Ivanov has more observations on Radio 700's new test frequency from Germany, 13820, heard Friday, March 1st, the 1 kilowatt transmitter. It was moving from 13820.4 to 13820 exactly for the first 30 minutes from 0855 until 0925 UT. It seems to be on the air until 1400 and apparently replaces their previous frequency 9700, also reported by Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria. He says it was heard February 27th at 0923 with an ID in German playing old hits in German and English with news at 55 minutes past the hour. It was usually parallel to 6085. We can usually hear AFN Guam on its night frequency 5765 USB around sunrise here, such as 1400 UT, but on March 5th it was missing and found it instead on the frequency they normally employ only during the daytime there, 13362 USB, also heard by Ron Howard in California at 1530. I'm rarely awake when TGAV, Radio Verdad in Guatemala, is signing on now around 0930 UT. However, on Sunday, March 3rd, they were signing on much later at 1201 on 4055. And they have an interval signal I had missed before. Here's what it sounds like. I sent my report about this to Dr. Madrid at the station, asked him what the tune is, and he replies, it's Every Day with Jesus, the first stanza, to identify Radio Verdad just before sign-on. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1659. No thanks this week for financial support, since nothing new has been received. Via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or by check or money order in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. The DRM broadcast from French Guiana, which made a big noise on the 16-meter band when there was little else to be heard, even in AM, the Disco Palace, had been missing for at least a sesquimonth, but Dave Zonto in Wisconsin found it back on the air February 28th. It's at 20 to 21 UT, centered on 17875. However, I have no information that BRB plans to continue broadcasting it after the French Guiana site is closed down at the end of March. I asked Jeff White about this, since RMI has been doing business with French Guiana for the Radio Republica relay. He says, I don't know a lot about the reasons for closing Mont Saint-Henri, but I understand it was a decision from TDF upper management. They had not decided what would be happening to the transmitters. I imagine the antennas will be scrapped. It's about time for another frequency change from Seabreeze, or Shokaze, from JSR, Yamada, Japan, to North Korea, protesting the abductions of Japanese citizens. Yes, Ron Howard in California says they did make the change on March 7th, from 5910, where they were for about 30 days, to 6135 exactly, at 1330 to 1430 UT. They do this about once a month to escape jamming from North Korea, and it takes the North Koreans a while to catch up with the new frequency, even though they're always going back to the same three or four frequencies. Should be in English on Friday during that hour. By the way, Madagascar is also back on 6135, but that will be blocked by the jamming when it comes up, although Madagascar stays on another half hour. And more details about Madagascar also on 6135 exactly. Ron Howard says he first heard it tentatively on March 5th. It did not seem to be in Arabic, which would be Yemen, yet another station on that frequency, from 1435 until sign-off at 1500. But there was a lot of interference from adjacent frequencies. Then on March 7th, he is more confident that it is Madagascar in either French or Malagasy, including some high-life music. The transmitter went off at 1503. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports that the Voice of Mongolia made some changes March 1st. They exchanged the times for their English and Japanese broadcasts on 12085. So now, English is at 09 to 930 on a 178 degree beam, and Japanese is at 1030 to 11 on 116 degrees. The other English broadcast remains at 1530 on 12015, also aimed toward the south. Supratik Sanatani in Kolkata confirms that Voice of Mongolia was heard March 3rd, signing on in English to South Asia at 0900 on 12085. But the signal was very feeble, with splatter from China on 12080. Many listeners, including myself, were getting worried when we did not hear the mighty KBC on its new frequency via Now in Germany, 7375, for its weekly two-hour broadcast to North America, UT Sundays at midnight. On March 3rd, nothing there. By midnight 6, however, Craig Christ kept listening and says they did come on late at midnight 7 UT with the usual pop music programming. And the digital text tests organized by Kim Elliott around 0130 and just before sign-off at 0200. Steve Luce in Texas was listening and says a solid signal into Houston at 0130, probably the same transmitter used for the now-defunct Voice of Croatia shortwave beam to North America on the same frequency, 7375. But audio compression is over the top. It sounds as if it's being done twice at the studio and again at Nauen. Add in the limited audio bandwidth, and the result is rather harsh on the ears. Looking over the latest February 28th update to the MBR schedule from Germany, which carries many clandestine services, I don't find anything from RMI, Radio Miami International, so I asked Jeff White. He says, we currently don't have anything via MBR. Hamada Radio recently ended its broadcast, but they're trying to make arrangements with new investors and hope to resume soon, probably via the same organization that had been at 0530 to 6 UT on 7350, a service to Nigeria. Not exactly clandestine, but at least from outside the country to the inside. As of March 6th, the reactivated 1650 KYHN Fort Smith, Arkansas is still stunning, telling us all about the programming they're going to be carrying, but not actually with any real programming. Although the community of license in the FCC info continues to be Fort Smith, Arkansas, the address of the station, that is the current owner, is actually in Sallisaw, Oklahoma. As I've already pointed out, the transmitter site has always been in Oklahoma, so this makes it even more of an Oklahoma station, not an Arkansas station. But when will they ever start real programming? Ron Howard in California says, several persons have asked me about Radio Fly Pop in New Guinea, so here is my opinion. On 3915 kHz, for a long time I have heard daily a weak but steady open carrier, never any audio. In the past, I often heard their music and announcements, so I believe they must be running at very low power, not their former 1,000 watts. And what about their other frequency, 5960? It is now silent. Only China is being heard. We can only hope they will eventually go back to full power. IGH have also heard a very weak carrier on 3915, and as I revealed last week, 5960 now has another problem. That new Australian DRM transmitter has popped up there in New South Wales, but we don't know what its exact hours are or whether it's in regular service. I continue to monitor 5980 almost every evening around 0100 UT for Radio Chasqui in Urubamba, Peru. That's after the China's radio war concludes at 0100, but conditions have been changing, and I've even been hearing Peru a few minutes before 0100. And with more and more bits of audio coming through, although it's a very weak signal, and there is other interference. And they continue to turn off their carrier about 5 seconds later every night. Soon it will be as late as 0108. The latest frequency of Radio Free Sarawak continues to be hard to hear in deep North America, 11600 from 1113 UT, which according to Iwe Ivanov is via Sri Lanka. However, in California, Ron Howard says fair to good reception, 1135 to 1235 on March 2nd, with many IDs, presumably in the local language, Ivan. They had special news about the military situation between the Philippines and Sabah. However, S. Hasegawa in Japan passes on news from Hiroshi, Inoue in Japan, that Radio Free Sarawak was heard testing on an additional frequency March 2nd during those 2 hours, 11 to 13, not only 11600, but parallel on 15430. And again, we're not sure what this transmitter site is. Using remote receivers in Japan or Australia, Wolfgang Büschel was listening to Solomon Islands broadcasting 120 hertz below 5020. March 1st at 1200 UT with an ID, and then sang good night and played a hymn by a trombone choir and a choral group. The transmitter was switched off at exactly 1 minute and 25 seconds after 1200 UT. Voice of America registered 4 new transmissions effective March 1st for half an hour each, apparently for their new radiogram service. That's the same thing that Kim Elliott has been testing via the mighty KBC, some tones which can be converted into brief text messages or even something in the way of video. But so far I've not heard it on any of these VOA frequencies, so I asked Kim Elliott, what's the target date? He says, maybe this weekend, meaning March 9th or 10th, as a soft launch, but more likely the following weekend. And here is the schedule. It's to be UT Saturdays and Sundays only, for half an hour at 0230 on 5745, at 1300 on 6095, at 1600 on 17860, and at 1930 on 15670. All these from Greenville, North Carolina. Two of these are listed on a 45-degree beam toward Europe. Kai Ludwig says these could well become the first transmissions from Greenville to Europe after more than 10 years. Last ones I remember were in around 1999. For a certain VOA program, that was taken off altogether in 2002. When did regular service for Europe from Greenville cease? It seems that by 1990 it was already gone. But what will happen to VOA now with the fiscal cliff? There had been talk about winding it up altogether. I heard the debut of a new language on Voice of America, certainly a rarity as the trend is to cancel rather than add languages, Bambara, which is the main language beside French spoken in Mali, which has been added for obvious reasons due to the conflict there. It's Monday through Friday only at 21:30 to 22 UT via Greenville on 13670, which puts an excellent signal into the U.S. itself. The other frequencies are 9620 and 7325 via São Tomé and 12025 via Botswana. As far as I can tell, VOA is now the only shortwave broadcaster in the world besides Mali itself, which broadcasts in Bambara. Some schedules show Saudi Arabia has a two-hour broadcast at 16 UT on 17650, but others do not, and I have not been able to hear any signal at all on that frequency at that time. Kim Elliott comments, Graham Mitten, formerly of the BBC, like to point out that Mali was one of very few countries where Radio Moscow had the largest audience among international radio stations. That's because it did broadcast in Bambara. I found transmitter 2 of WTWW on a new frequency, 9930, March 4th at 2126 UT, with a Ted Randall show testing. Not sure if they'll be staying on that frequency. Here's a new frequency from WWCR, but they probably don't even know about it since it's another of their mixing products, 4995, first reported as an NID by Arthur Delibere in Maryland, March 3rd at 1122, with a sermon in English, and then also heard by Dave Volko in Pennsylvania. Art figured out the mathematics. It's a leapfrog mixing product of 6875, over 5935, another 940 kilohertz lower. So whenever those two frequencies are on, so could be this mixing product on 4995. New York Radio Volmet has shown up on a very strange new frequency, exactly 2000 kilohertz USB, with their usual broadcasts from 0 to 20 past the hour and from 30 to 50. It shares the other frequencies with Gander, Newfoundland, but no sign of it on 2000 kilohertz, first reported by Bill Mead in Pennsylvania, UT March 3rd, and then heard by many more of us, including yours truly. What in the world are they doing at the top edge of the 160-meter handband? New York Radio continues to be heard on its other frequencies, 3485, 6604, 10051, and 13270. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSE's peaking at 18 and 4 March 28th, solar flux dropping to 95 March 15th to 17th, and creeping up to 110 by March 25th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1659.